Hello and welcome. We are continuing with week four, bringing gratitude toward our external world. And so yesterday we focused on bringing it toward external things in our lives. And I hope you had some fun with that. Usually that is a fun one. And we tend to find little things that we weren't even aware of or things that we tend to take for granted. And again, one of the things I said in the first session was, I think gratitude is the biggest life hack, because even if we don't have much, or we're comparing ourselves to everyone else and what everyone else has, as soon as we shift our relationship to what is here, an appreciation of the fact that we have toilet paper, that we have a bed, that we have a cell phone to maybe listen to this meditation on, these are huge gifts. And it's that shift in mentality that leads to a life of abundance. So we'll continue along this theme, and today we'll specifically focus on gratitude for your home. Now, I know a home can have different definitions for different people. So you can conceptualize this in any way that you'd like. Maybe it's just a place you go to for shelter. Maybe it's a place where your bed is. Or it could just be the place that you go to at the end of the day. However it looks in your life, that will be the definition for home. So let's start with a few minutes of settling in. If you'd like to close the eyes, you may. Taking a nice deep breath, filling up the lungs. And with each exhale, feeling the body settle more deeply and feeling your gratitude for your body, for your breath, for any emotions or thoughts that are here, feeling that start to grow as well. A general appreciation for being alive. If you'd like to place one hand on your heart, one hand on your abdomen, you can do that too to deepen this connection with yourself. And in some sense, we're already bringing gratitude to our home. This is our internal home, our mind and body, the place that we inhabit the most. But there may also be another place in life that we call home. So take a few moments to reflect on what that is for you. And if it's an actual house, where specifically do you feel at home in that house? Just a few moments to reflect on this. And then take the reflection of what would it be like to not have this home? In what ways does your home enrich your life or enhance your sense of safety or support or groundedness? And so by that, what would be lost if you didn't have this home? You know, not everything is perfect with our homes. It's not exactly the way we want it to be all of the time. But like anything in life, we can always go in a ruminative circle of everything that needs to be fixed or changed or improved or is not good enough. And here, incline your mind more toward what you could appreciate about your home. What is good? Even if it's just that you have a place to sleep or to cook. Or to sit down. So what are the small things that you can tune into and appreciate? And now, I invite you to make an intention for the next time that you're in your home, to appreciate it in a different way than you have in the past. Maybe you're there now, or maybe you'll be going there later. But how could you experience your home today in a way that you haven't done so? In a way that elicits gratitude? Maybe it's just for 5 minutes, wherever you're walking throughout your home, there's an appreciation for all the things you interact with. Maybe you take a shower, and you appreciate the water. You come out, you go to the bathroom, you appreciate the toilet. You wash your hands, you appreciate the sink. You go into your closet, you appreciate that there are clothes there. You know, you can play with it yourself. But the real installation of this gratitude happens after these meditations. It's when you're actually engaged throughout your day, in your life, in these places, and specifically here in your own home. So take a few moments just to set an intention that you'd like to take with you throughout today. And you're welcome to continue to stay in this meditation, but we will come to the conclusion of it. So if you'd like to open your eyes, you're welcome to. And again, carry this intention with you today as you're moving throughout your home. What could you appreciate about it? How could you bring gratitude toward it? Even if you're frustrated by your home, what would you have to shift in your relationship to it, your perception, to make you feel a sense of, oh wow, there's a lot more for me to be grateful here than I was realizing. There's a lot to be grateful for. We just got to train ourselves to see it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, take care.